You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex. We have a really fun episode for today. And when I say we, I mean me, because I'm in the studio solo this episode. We're going to be talking about Daft Punk. I've been asked many, many times, when are you going to get around to Daft Punk? Daft Punk's awesome. And I agree. And it's finally time. I had written this episode back almost a year ago, and I'm really excited to get into some of these sampling techniques and samples that Daft Punk has used in the past of their albums. But first, we're going to get into a little bit about Daft Punk. If you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Daft Punk was a highly influential French electronic music duo formed in 1993 by Thomas Bangalter and Guy-Manuel de Homem-Christo in Paris. They rose to fame in the late 1990s as part of the French house movement, blending house music with funk, disco, techno, rock, and synth pop. Their debut album, Homework, in 1997 featured hits like Around the World and Defunk, and gained critical and commercial success, but they really took off in 1999 when they adopted their iconic robot personas using helmets and gloves in public appearances, adding a sense of mystery to their image. Their second album, Discovery, which is the album that's featured that we're going to be talking mostly about this episode, came out in 2001 and brought even more success, especially with tracks like One More Time and Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, which we'll talk about on today's episode. And it inspired the animated film Interstellar 5555. Their third album, Human After All, received mixed reviews. They followed it up with a hugely successful album, winning a Grammy in 2007. They also composed a score for Tron Legacy in 2010, and then reached peak with their final album, Random Access Memories, in 2013, which included the all-too-famous hit single Get Lucky. And it won 5 Grammy Awards. They've also collaborated with artists like The Weeknd in 2016. And unfortunately, they announced their split in 2021. However, they cement their legacy as one of the most influential acts in dance music history. And you'll see why in a little bit. The first song we're going to cover today, I'm not going to play for you guys because I'm sure you could go check it out. It's a little bit too much of a hit. For good reason. It's a great song. But we're going to talk about Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. And the sample, very famous sample. This is one of, I think, almost what got me into the topic about sampling is I saw this video about how they deconstructed this sample by Edwin Birdsong called Cola Bottle Baby, which was released in 1979. Edwin Birdsong was an American keyboardist and organist known for his experimental funk and disco music during the 1970s and 1980s. He didn't build tons of commercial success. However, once Daft Punk sampled the track Cola Bottle Baby for their hit Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, as well as a couple other songs that got sampled by the likes of Gangstar and Me, Myself, and I, and De La Soul, his fame kind of grew from there, being kind of notable for those songs having been sampled. Birdsong grew up playing music from an early age, even singing in the Los Angeles Community Choir before serving in the military during the Vietnam War. After his time in the Army, where he was stationed in Germany, he pursued music in New York City and studied music at the Manhattan School of Music at Juilliard. And then in 1971, he signed a deal with Polydor, releasing 2 albums. And then he also collaborated with Roy Ayers on notable tracks like Running Away and Freaky Deaky. He gradually stepped away from making his own albums, but continued to contribute as a session musician playing with artists like Stevie Wonder. And then he also served as a mentor to the hip-hop producer Funk Ghost. So really cool stuff. We're going to play Cola Bottle Baby, and you'll recognize the song, even if you don't remember Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. Here's Edwin Birdsong.
Go on.
That was Cola Bottle Baby by Edwin Birdsong, the sample from Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. Next song we got is something I heard. I know I said I wrote this episode a while ago, but this song I heard today as a recommendation, Crescendals, off the Discovery album in 2001. Well, listen to this song. The sample in it is Can You Imagine by The Imperials, who are a soul group from 1977. This song and this group was very hard to find any information on. What I could find is that the song was written by Dwight Brewster and Aletta Jennings, and the song was released in France off the label Eurodisc, which was originally a German label launched in 1963. I would assume this is something that Daft Punk was familiar with due to the France connections. But it's a great, great song. And we'll listen to Crescendals, and then we'll listen to Can You Imagine by The Imperials right after. All right, here is the first song. You You're listening to Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM or online at citr.ca. This is, what you just heard was The Imperials' Can You Imagine? And before that, you heard Crescendals by Daft Punk off their album Discovery, released in 2001. So that was a sample. Like I said before, really hard band to find any information on The Imperials, just that they released that song in France, and it was on the label Eurodisc. Next song on Discovery that we're going to be talking about is one you might recognize. It's called One More Time by Daft Punk. This song samples a song called More Spell on You by Eddie Johns, which was released in 1979. Eddie Johns' full name was Foda Eddie Johns, and he was born in 1951 in Liberia. He was a singer-songwriter known for his work in disco, funk, soul, rock, and soft rock. However, despite his talent, Johns never found mainstream success and faced homelessness after a stroke impaired his ability to continue creating music. There was a LA Times article that tracked down Johns when the... I think released in 2017, highlighting the unexpected recognition decades later when Daft Punk sampled it on their song One More Time. However, they found that Johns has never received royalties for the sample, and royalties are what artists have to pay whoever owns the rights to the masters of the songs in order to sample them. However, the publishing company owns the rights to the song, not Eddie. And so GM Musipro was unable to track Eddie down. Who knows? That's just what was reported. And it's estimated that Johns maybe owed like a pretty substantial amount, potentially six or seven figures, based on streaming revenue alone. And, the article came to light in 2021, which prompted GM Musipro to pledge to resolve the matter. And as of today, I am not sure if it's been resolved, but it's kind of the risk of sampling these kind of very obscure artists and bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s is making sure they get paid. Pay your samples. Often great songs can't get sample clearance because of disputes about royalties and whatnot, which is a shame. I wish everyone got paid and everyone got to make the music they wanted to, but sometimes it happens. But if you do use a song and you put it out there, pay your samples. All right, let's listen to it. Here's One More Time by Daft Punk. One more time.
I'm just feeling celebration tonight. Celebrate, don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. All right. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time.
We just heard One More Time by Daft Punk. We're going to take a quick break, but keep your dial set on 101.9. This is Chopped and Screwed. We'll be right back with more Spell on You by Eddie Johns after the break.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Your story. Your voice, your power. CITR is currently accepting applications for Power in Voice, our new podcast incubation program. Power in Voice is an entry-level, paid educational program that will guide you through every step in the creation of a spoken word audio documentary on a story you want to tell. All may apply. No past experience is required, and all necessary training and support will be provided by CITR and guest facilitators. CITR strongly encourages storytellers with marginalized lived experiences to apply. Please visit www.citr.ca/powerinvoice or contact us at programming@citr.ca. The deadline to apply is October 9th, 2024.
We'll be right back.
You just heard More Spell on You by Eddie Johns. That was a sample in One More Time by Daft Punk off their album Discovery in 2001. You're listening to Chopped and Screwed. Thanks for hanging in here with me. We're enjoying some Daft Punk samples. The next song we're going to talk about is Aerodynamic. Really good song. The sample in this one is To Maquillage Lady by Sister Sledge, which was released in 1982. So we'll listen to both songs, and then we'll get into a little info about who Sister Sledge was. Preview, an iconic vocal group from Philadelphia. So stick around for some info on that. Here's Aerodynamic.
Regardez bien, mon maquillage n'était pas extraordinaire. Mon entre mes pieds. Regardez, je suis très gentille. Mon maquillage, belle. Look in my face, can you see through all that deep mascara and my red blue? She'll do anything to make her beautiful. Does her lip?
That was Il Maquillage Lady by Sister Sledge off the album The Sisters. That song was a sample in Daft Punk's song Aerodynamic off the album of the day Discovery. Sister Sledge was a group from Philadelphia formed in 1971 by sisters Debbie, Joni, Kim, and Kathy Sledge. Their breakthrough came in 1979 with We Are Family, which included hits like He's the Greatest Dancer and We Are Family, of course, the latter becoming the anthem for empowerment. Their success continued through the 80s with singles like My Guy and UK chart-topping Frankie. The group continued to perform into the 2020s. As well, as I thought this was funny, they performed at significant events, including Pope Francis's visit in 2015. Shout out Pope Francis for being a fan of Sister Sledge. They were born into a musical family and received training from their grandmother, a former opera singer, and found early success with songs like Mama Never Told Me, and then gained international fame after collaborating with producers Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic. Their 1979 album, We Are Family, solidified their place in the disco era, with their title track earning a Grammy nomination and becoming an anthem of unity. I remember singing that song in first grade. shout out Miss Compton. The song also became associated with the Pittsburgh Pirates World Series win. Sister Sledge's legacy remains influential, blending disco, soul, and pop music with themes of family and empowerment. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the last song from Daft Punk for today.
Human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Ah, 다시 꼭 never go home. You never see me again.
Ebola.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Hi, this is Tom Gunner.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. It's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack size format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Beppe Crespin up next at 2 p.m., but for now, you're still with Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM. We're covering Daft Punk. The last song of today off the Discovery album is Digital Love, which samples I Love You More by George Duke, a song released in 1979. George Duke, RIP, died in 2013. He was an influential American keyboardist, composer, and record producer known for his fusion of jazz, funk, and R&B. He gained recognition with the Jean-Luc Ponty Experience for his solo work, particularly A Brazilian Love Affair. Duke also collaborated extensively with artists like Frank Zappa and Stanley Clarke, and over his career, he produced music for numerous artists across pop, R&B, and jazz. Duke unfortunately passed away in 2013 from leukemia at age 67. RIP, you made a great song for a great sample. Here's Digital Love, and then right after, I Love You More.
Last night, I had a dream about you. In this dream, I'm
You just heard I Love You More by George Duke, which is the sample from Daft Punk's song Digital Love. That's going to do it from me, from us at CITR, from me with Chopped and Screwed for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode on Daft Punk. I just want to, disclaimer, Daft Punk are one of the most legendary funk house group, and so is their sampling. And so I'd encourage you to go check out the website whosampled.com, throw in Daft Punk, and you can just check out how many songs they've sampled and how many songs have sampled them. There's some cool visualizers of how they do the samples and how they take the pieces of the song that I encourage you to check out as well. But yeah, if you are interested in other songs that I picked out, head on over to citr.ca/shows/chopped-screwed, and you can check out this episode, and in the description there'll be a playlist with all the songs that I didn't get to cover, as well as you can check out the other archive of shows, check out other artists that I've talked about, including Tribe Called Quest, Janelle Monae, Freddie Gibbs, and many, many more. I'd highly appreciate it and encourage it. It's really interesting. I find it really interesting, and I hope you do too. All right, that's going to be the end from me. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and Bepi Crespin is up next.